亲爱的朋友你好，我是永清，欢迎收听为你读英语美文，我在盛夏的北京向你问好。最近荷花盛开，在北京圆明园的荷花是一绝，我去了趟圆明园，感受到了汉乐府《江南》里写到的江南可采莲，莲叶何田田，鱼戏莲叶间。荷花让我心生欢喜，也让我想起了北宋理学家周敦颐创作的这篇散文《爱莲说》。接下来我想为你读双语版《爱莲说》，翻译出自英国汉学家翟里斯。水陆草木之花，可爱者甚繁。晋陶渊明独爱菊，自李唐来，世人甚爱牡丹。Lovers of flowering plants and shrubs we have had by scores, but 陶渊明 alone devoted himself to the chrysanthemum. Since the opening days of the Tang Dynasty,It has been fashionable to admire the peony.
鱼独爱莲，之出淤泥而不染，濯清涟而不妖，中通外直，不蔓不枝，香远益清，亭亭净植，可远观而不可亵玩焉。
But my favorite is the water lily.How stainless it rises from its slimy bed, how modestly it reposes on the clear pool, an emblem of purity and truth. Symmetrically perfect, its subtle perfume is wafted far and wide, while where it rests in spotless state, something to be regarded.Reverently from distance and not be profaned by familiar approach.
鱼为菊，花之隐逸者也，牡丹，花之富贵者也，莲，花之君子者也。
In my opinion, the chrysanthemum is the flower of retirement and culture.The peony, the flower of rank and wealth, the water lily, the lady virtue.
一，菊之爱，陶后鲜有闻；莲之爱，同予者何人？牡丹之爱，异乎众矣。
Alas, few have loved the chrysanthemum since 陶渊明, and none now.Love the water lily like myself. Whereas, the peony is a general favorite with all mankind.
今年，我每个月都有不同的赏花主题。一到三月在云南老家蒙自，一月的蒙自是粉色的，冬樱盛开，当北国还一片萧瑟，南国已经春暖花开。二月的蒙自是红色的，木棉红硕的花朵，像沉重的叹息，又像英勇的火炬。三月的蒙自是黄色的，黄花风铃木在湛蓝的天空中摇曳着明丽的黄。三月初，我回到北京，大地仍在沉睡，万物正在萌发春的生机。四月，清明时节，元大都的海棠花溪，如白居易写到的，人间四月芳菲尽，山寺桃花始盛开。五月，北京市花月季盛开， 五颜六色的月季，如奥斯卡·王尔德在《夜莺与玫瑰》里写到的，白如海涛的泡沫，黄如人鱼的头发，红如海底的珊瑚。现在又到了欣赏荷花的季节，从盛开到凋零，每种花大概只会持续2到3周的时间，需要抓紧时间去欣赏，错过就要等到明年。这一点我的感受和林夕说的一样，虽跑来跑去辛苦，但依旧觉得很值。毕竟人一辈子能看到春花的次数是有限的。劝君莫惜金缕衣，劝君须惜少年时，有花堪折直须折，莫待无花空折枝。